Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Welcome to today's show. We got so much going on all about authors today. We're talking about writing, authors, co-authors. We're talking about books, everything, all about literature today. So I'm super excited about that. And I wanted to remind everybody that today you can also purchase The Keys Against the Enemy, written by me. It is a 90-day devotional book. It's a book that will position you to receive your inheritance, walk in faith and authority, and receive every promise God has given you, boost your prayer life, and become more grounded in your spiritual thinking. I'm telling you, you will be equipped with battling the demonic forces of the enemy when life becomes overwhelming. Assume your destiny as a conqueror and overcomer. Seek God's will with diligence and intentionality. This is it. Breakthrough for you today. Rebuke the spirit of complacency. Press in and stand your ground in faith. Receive all the Lord has for you. This is in The Keys Against the Enemy. And I'm actually doing a webinar based on The Keys Against the Enemy starting September the 4th. And it is absolutely free to you with purchase of books. So you can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com and get your book today. I will autograph it and send it right out to you. Or you can get it from Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and anywhere Christian books are sold. And also, my mentor, oh my God, Dr. Steve Green, what a blessing he is from Charisma Media. This is a book that's going to bless you if you are in business leadership. This is a book called Love Leads by Dr. Steve Green, The Spiritual Connection Between Your Relationship and Productivity. If God is love and I have not love, how then shall I lead? The one verb most frequently missing from manifestos on leadership is love. This book is going to teach you everything that you need to know about being a leadership and exemplifying love and how you can be productive in that way. This is a book that is going to is empowered with leadership skills that he's going to release that God has given him through revelation. It is truly a blessing for your business. And I want you to get that again at Barnes and Nobles and Amazon.com and everywhere Christian books are. So this is a great opportunity, and I'm so excited to have our guests that's on because they are the authors of a fabulous book that is about empowerment and how it's going to bless you and enrich you with just to motivate you and encourage you that you can do all things through anything that you could do, God is going to lead you to do it. So this is a very powerful segment, and I'm very excited about that. And we got Tracy Henderson on here. She is actually the author of the book, and we have our other guests that are going to be joining us.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Technical difficulties, but as I was saying earlier, and I'm so glad that you stayed with me, we have Tracy Henderson-Smith on, and she's a three-time best-selling author. She's an author of Visionary, and also of Live Empowered Now. She is co-authoring with others, Nina L. Wooden. This is going to be good. We have also joining with us Jessica Glover and Frederica Gray. So we're just full of authors today, and I'm super excited about them to tell their stories and talk to us about everything that's going on with their new release, which is very exciting. But first, I have to just tell you, listen, if you want to get glammed up, you have to go to the glam shop. Salon de Juan, it's at 5608 St. Barnabas Road, Oxon Hill, Maryland, 20745, Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 4, Sunday, by appointment only. You can even choose the type of hair you like from their DeGlam Luxury Virgin Hair and Wig Collection. They have all type of lengths. You can get your lengths at DeGlamLuxuryExtensions.com. Again, DeGlamLuxuryExtensions.com. And they also have natural hair products. Their bestsellers are DeGlam Glaze, DeGlam Kit, which includes shampoo, conditioners, argan, oil, and Super Grow. And you can get that on the themainessential.com. And gentlemen, they have stuff for you too. They got a barber on site August the 14th through September the 10th. is their back-to-school special. Boys' basic haircuts are $5. Girls' basic hairstyles, $20. Teens, sew-in, $75. They got so much stuff going on. And then they got something going on September 10th through the 12th, their back-to-school event, customer appreciation. So much going on at DeJuan Salon, the Salon DeJuan. You got to check them out. The very first mobile salon in the metropolitan area can come out to you and your party. They do events also. So call Salon DeJuan and the Glam Shop Mobile Salon. Find them at the Salon DeJuan at Celebrity Stylist and at DeJuan. You can find them there at www.salondejuan.info. So listen, go on and check her out, you guys. She does my hair. I'm super excited about that. So anyway, thank you so much. Go ahead and give her a call. See what she can do for you. I'm telling you, you're going to come out of there feeling very refreshed, revived, and beautified. All right. So again, we have Tracy Henderson joining us in a couple of seconds, and Nina and Jessica and Pedrita. They are joining us along with Ebony. She'll be giving us 5 minutes of glamming you. And my main man, celebrity comedian, A-Tang, will be sharing trending topics and other comic news. All right, Tracy, are you with me now?
I am. How are you?
I am fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, the title of the book is Live Empowered Now. It's an empowering collective on coming off the sidelines and finding your go button in life. And primarily, this project was birthed out of my personal experience. For a very long time, I had done a life that was handed to me rather than the life that I was designed to live. And there were many things that I had done and had been successful in, many accomplishments, many accolades, but I was still finding myself not satisfied. There were things in me, deeply rooted in me, that I needed to get out. And one of those things was writing. And a lot of things that kept me from living on purpose and living in intentionality were, they were all fear-based, but they were acceptable excuses that I had given myself just in terms of, you know, where to work, how to work, things to do for other people, you know, and that list, that long list that we create that keeps our dreams pushed to the back burner. And I had written in various ways and various styles over the years, but it was not the thing that I knew that I was called to do. I'm supposed to author books. That's what I'm supposed to do. And so once I stepped outside of that holding pattern and stopped telling myself no, and I told myself yes, and I hit the go button in my own personal life, miraculous things happened. In just a very short period of time, I became a 3-time best-selling author. I filmed a documentary that was a spinoff from a best-selling book that I had been a part of, and that documentary has now turned into a docuseries. And there are many things that have happened as a result of me saying yes. And so what I found was the freedom that I had been looking for so long. The air was clearer. My head wasn't clouded. I didn't continue to live with that constant nagging of just, you're doing great, but you know the thing that you're actually supposed to be doing, you know, at the end of the day when you lay your head down at night and you just are in a place of unrest. I found that all of that disappeared once I stepped into my purpose and stepped into my true calling and what it was I was supposed to do. And I was amazed at the number of doors that flung open and how quickly they flung open. And so I wanted other people to feel that. And so I started this movement, Live Empowered Now, and it was primarily to encourage women to come out of the shadows and step into the light of their destiny. And, you know, I just wanted to tell people my story and maybe encourage somebody to stop waiting and to go. And the number of people that said, they needed that message for their lives has been astounding, both women and men. And so from that movement has been birthed the book, Live Empowered Now. And it is an anthology. It is a collection. We have 16 co-authors that have contributed to this work. And all of these ladies who have grabbed a hold to the vision and have chosen to stop waiting, to stop telling themselves no, say yes to themselves, and just go, just step into the thing that they know that they know that they've been called to do. And they talk in this book about how their lives open up from a simple yes. And so we have a few ladies on. We have a few ladies on with us that are a part of this project.
So how did you come up with the concept of having co-authors? Because it seems like that's been the history of your writing. I mean, how do you match up with some of the people that you have co-authored books with?
Well, it's very interesting. Many years ago, I remember reading an anthology that, and I had never even, I had understood collections of poetry, I had understood collections of short stories, but I had picked up an anthology more than 20 years ago entitled Daughters of Africa. And I remember reading these stories from ancient Egypt to, at that time, present day. And it was biographical information on women who had made substantial contributions to society. And it was poets and authors and leaders and civil rights leaders and just people who helped mold the world. And again, as I stated, from ancient Egypt, there were songs and, you know, tribal hymns and mantras, and there was just so much information on all of these ladies that I guess otherwise I would not have been aware of. And I remember how impactful it was, the impact that it had on me. And at the very end of the book, there was an author submission by a young lady who was born in 1972. And I will never forget what I personally felt when I saw that, because she was just a little bit younger than me. And I remember thinking, how did she get into this book? This is what I want. And over the years, I said, if I ever do a book, I want to do an anthology, because I want to tell people stories and I want to teach people what it means to live. And so all these years later, I found myself the first book opportunity that I had, releasing The Fear and Walking in Faith with author Raynelly Williams. She had already authored a book that she was doing a re-release of and was looking for contributing writers. And I was so fresh into this decision that something needed to change. When that opportunity came along, I stepped into it and became one of her contributing writers. From there, I connected with Nikki Woods, senior producer, at that time senior producer of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, who was doing her third installment of the Shift series, and I co-authored Shift Happens with her. I connected with Abrielle Frank Kump, which is one of the leading business and personal coaches in the country, to do Driven Success, which is also a collective. And Driven Success is the book that has since turned into a documentary and since turned into a docuseries. And so as I'm having these experiences, by nature I'm a giver and a nurturer. So I just wanted to gather worthy people up who had always wanted to publish and say, hey, we can do this too, and offer a platform for them to tell their stories.
And which is great, because you do have some wonderful co-authors for Live Empowered Now, and I want to bring them on so they can tell a little bit about themselves. Nina L. Wooden is a co-author of the Eunice Richardson Foundation for Girls, co-author and co-writer of the lifestyle blog WoodenAndWright.com, and co-author. And Jessica D. Glover, co-author, speaker, and founder of Right Mind Global. Are you guys with us now? And we have Padrika Gray, author, blogger, and co-author of Live Empowered Now, an empowering collective on coming off the sidelines and finding your go button in life. Jessica,
yes.
Tell us about how you know you feel about working with Miss Tracy Henderson, best-selling author with this Live Empowered Now explosion.
Yes, Tracy Henderson Smith is I like to call her the literary midwife. She has helped all 16 of us walk in something that's been a dream of ours. I've wanted to be an author since I first was introduced to the writings of Maya Angelou, and at Tracy's Women Aware vision casting workshop back in January, she at the end of the workshop, she just asked us simply, who wants to be an author? And something just leaped inside of me, and I raised my hand and walked through the door, and it's just been amazing ever since.
That is so exciting.
Yes, it's so exciting, yeah. My chapter in the book is called Despite the Illness. And in my chapter, I talk about the onset of my first episode at the age of 25 when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And so I share my story. It's a pretty heart-wrenching story, and talk about that. And I also talk about how God has been able to bless me to live a productive, full life of love and happiness despite having the illness.
Okay.
Yep. So also, I've been the founder of the Right Mind Global, which is a movement of hope for those facing mental illness. I'm not sure, but there's 42.5 million Americans suffer from some type of mental illness. And my mission for the organization is to inspire those to know that they can live a successful, purpose-filled life in their right mind.
So let everybody know exactly how they can reach you for all of that you just mentioned. I'm sure the listeners somewhere can relate to that and need more information and more encouragement and maybe some more leads that can help them and where they are. So, Jessica,
yes.
Can you give them your social media information, et cetera?
Yes, my website is www.jessicadglover.com. There they can find my information, get access to the book, and learn more about my speaking engagements and things of that nature. It's all there.
Fantastic. Jessica. So good that you could join us on Dr. Gina's radio chat, Jessica D. Glover. You got to look her up, you guys. Now we have Nina. She's finally with us. Elle Wooten. She's the co-founder, again, of the Eunice Richardson Foundation for Girls. How are you, Nina?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. So you guys are releasing this hot book, Live Empowered Now, with Tracy Henderson Smith. How does that feel for you?
It feels amazing. I wanted to write for a very long time, and this has been a dream come true for me. I mean, I've been living life, and I really wanted to be the real me, not the me that everybody thinks that you are, but the real me, and part of the real me has been a writer. And so I've been super excited about this project. I'm super excited about encouraging other people to live their dreams, to live empowered now, and to find their go button. And I'm looking forward to everybody getting their copy and looking forward to the stories that will come out of it.
What is your section all about? Jessica broke down what she wrote about. What is your topic?
My topic is taking my first place position. It's about letting go of all the fear, the disappointment, and the mistakes that persuade us to take a second place position in life. It's about seeing our own greatness, even when others don't see it, and taking risks on ourselves, taking risks on our dreams, taking risks on our passions, and being our own advocate for our own dreams in our hearts. So really what it boils down to is thinking of ourselves and thinking towards ourselves properly so we are free to do everything and be everything we want to do in life, or at least try to do in life. And so to me, that is taking our first place position in life. And that's my chapter, and I'm hoping everyone is encouraged by it and will stop settling. And will stop settling for the fear, stop settling for the opinion of others, stop settling for the no's, and just move forward in life and take their first place position.
So, Nina, because I need you to project your voice a little bit, you kind of soft. I want everybody to hear how can they reach you, those that need the inspiration and can, you know, relate to you, where you're coming from. How can they follow you and reach you?
Absolutely. They can follow me at www.wootenandwright, WOOTENANDWRIGHT.com.
All right. Now, Fredrika, are you with us? Gray, the author, blogger, and co-author of Live Empowered Now. How are you feeling over there?
I am doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about what your section is about, your chapter.
Well, my chapter in the book is entitled This Time It's For Me, and it's about the consequences of being a silent partner in the background of your own life. Because for years, like growing up, I thought my silence would save me from the consequences of life. I was timid, I was shy and introvert. I internalized a lot of stuff instead of dealing with it openly. And I connected with the Live Empowered Now group, and immediately I realized that this was no ordinary Facebook group. It was a movement, and I couldn't just join the group and do what was familiar, which was be silent and just watch and not be accountable to anyone for accomplishing my goals or even putting legs on my unfulfilled dreams. One example, for years, since the eighth grade, I've played the bass guitar. And to some people, they think that that's an amazing gift from God. But there was a time when I used that as a crutch to help me disappear into the background of life. I would just hold that bass guitar and put it against my body, and it was kind of like a safe place. I could say anything I wanted to say with music, but I could avoid holding a conversation with people. And this group has helped me to come out of that. It is what actually is facilitating my continual process of coming out of that silence and using things as a crutch to be silent. And I have experienced some life-changing things in this group. I am totally and thoroughly excited.
Well, that is amazing. I'm so glad to hear that this has inspired you and impacted you, and I'm sure that you are running over, that people will be blessed by what it's done for you. So tell everybody how they can reach you.
They can reach me via my blog at TalkPadrikaBlog.com. That's Talk, P-A-D-R-I-K-A, blog.com. Or via email. If you like to eat grapes, my email address is easy. It's eatgrapesandwrite@gmail.com.
Well, all right. Well, listen, Tracy Henderson Smith, how are you feeling about all of these wonderful ladies that have been empowered and impacted by this movement? Live Empowered Now. I mean, it's just so wonderful to hear each and every one of them and how much they have been encouraged and inspired by your message and just the anointing and the blessings that you are pouring out. Like you said, you are a nurturer and a giver, and they are definitely reaping, and you are seeing the manifestation. I know you couldn't be more excited about actually seeing the fruit of your labor.
Listen, I'm so, so very proud of these ladies. I tell them, you know, we have our conference calls and we talk, and I try so hard to not act like a mother to these very adult women, but I'm just so excited for them and I'm so proud of them. And if you are interested in learning more about these ladies and the other co-authors of the book, please go to liveempowerednow-thebook.com. You will see all of their bios there, and if any of these ladies have inspired you in their talk, please click on their link and get your pre-order of the book. Make that purchase today. You can also find out more about the project itself. And I do want to say, Dr. Gina, that Live Empowered Now is a series. So this Empowering Collective on coming off the sidelines and finding your go button in life is the first installment of a series with many more books to come. So our next book is Live Empowered Now, Self-Love as a Substance. And that book is due to be released in February. And so I'm really trying to create a movement here. And I want people to connect with the idea of living their best life intentionally on purpose right now. No more waiting, no more stop, only yes and only go. And if anyone is interested at all in becoming a part of the next anthology, they can email me at anthologies@liveempoweredpub.com.
Well, all right. You heard it straight from her. Tracy Henderson Smith, three-time best author, selling author. I'm so glad that you can join us again. You need to go and get that copy of the book, Live Empowered Now. Tracy Henderson Smith, visionary, three-time best-selling author. You got to check her out along with Nina and Jessica and Frederica and so many others. It's 16 other authors. You got to go check out the book. Go and get your pre-order. Again, Tracy Henderson Smith, Live Empowered Now. All right, thank you so much, sis. I so enjoy you every time you come on.
Oh, I love you, Dr. Gina.
That's my sister. I ain't tell nobody you was A-Train's wife, but that's all right because I want you to have your moment to shine. But, yeah, she's A-Train's wife. Hey, A-Train, I know you're listening. I had to say it.
I know. I knew it was coming. I was surprised they hadn't entered before now. But
no, because this is your moment. And, you know, even though you all are one, you know, each one of you have your own stuff going on, you and him. And so I like to, you know, I wanted you to have this moment to represent what God is giving you and how it's a blessing to so many, including your hubby. You know, but I just wanted to let you know that you know, I love you, Dr. Gina Prince. Dr. Gina's radio chat loves you, and you're always welcome to come back on. You and all of your authors and everything else that you got going on, you are always welcome to come and share. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You family girl.
Thank you for having me.
I can keep it professional, but when you fam, you just got to bring fam. You got to get it fam at this point. It's the end of the thing. We can do it now. But yes, you always welcome. I love you, and congratulations to all of your co-authors. Guys, you did a wonderful job today on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And again, you are family, because Tracy's family, you're family too, okay? Nina, Patricia, Patrika, all of you. God bless you
thank
guys,
you.
Okay?
All right, thank you. You too.
You're welcome. You. Okay. All right, you guys, we're going to get ready for Ebony bringing 5 minutes of glam and you right after these messages. Stay around and listen to what she got to say. She got so much to give us, y'all. You want to hear this. You don't want to miss it. All right, we'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And it's my life story, and I talk about my transition with my mom through Alzheimer's. So it's a wonderful book. It has great information. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, so we got Ebony joining us. What's going on, Ebony, with 5 minutes of glamming you?
Well, today we're going to be talking about makeup for back to school. I feel like these days a lot of students wear a lot of makeup. Some of them look actually older than I do, and so I definitely want to touch on that. First, I'll start with high school students. I wasn't able to wear makeup until I was in, like, 11th grade. And even when I did, it was just eyeshadow and brows. I think that for high school students, whether it be 9th through 12th grade, I think that you should first start with skin. Most young ladies have pretty gorgeous skin, so they don't really need foundation. What I will say is that if they want to touch up on some blemishes, they can use concealer. But I think the first area we should start is eyebrows.
anytime you get your eyebrows waxed, threaded, whatever it is, it frames your face, and it automatically, to me, brightens up your face as well. The young ladies can also use a pencil or the gel to fill in their brows to make them look a little bit fuller. I also think that eyeliner is good for young ladies at high school, whether it be a cat eye, a wing, or something regular. I think that's a good way for them to enhance their beauty by not doing a lot. And they could use the gel, the liquid, the cream, whatever suits them best. If it's a beginner, I would think they should use the pencil. That might be a little easier for them. And also, these days, any woman or any young woman loves a good highlight. So I would definitely recommend them, you know, doing a little bit of highlight on the cheekbone. That's a way to bring some glow to the face. And I just think that's a nice way to enhance their beauty. And another step would be lips. With lip gloss, I'm thinking more of like lip gloss, matte lipstick, and the nude tones, natural browns, light pink. Something that looks more natural. When you're in high school, I don't feel like you have to have a full face of makeup, but I do understand that's another way for young people to express themselves. So it'll be up to the parent for what they allow for their child. But I know I did a lot of natural glosses, natural lipsticks. And if they wanted to do like purples, pinks, and things like that, to add more of a pop of color, that's okay too, as long as their parents allow. But I know there are a lot of parents out there, you know, single parents or two-parent households who have young girls who want to start wearing makeup. And I think that's perfectly fine, but you just have to do it in moderation. If they're a senior in high school, of course, you may allow them to wear a little bit more because they're about to go off to college or go off to the real world. But I think for a young lady just starting out, I think that the basic tips or products that I just gave would be perfect for them. And a little blush as well to bring some warmth and color to the face. So those are my 5 minutes of glam for today. Dr. Gina, are you there?
I'm right here, girl. Listen, we've been having some kind of technical difficulty, but I heard everything you said. Bless your heart.
Okay, great.
I heard you, and I know the listeners are listening to you. What is the thing about the youth wanting to wear so much makeup? Is it because of the videos? I mean, what's happening?
I just think that, things are changing. You know, when I was younger, it was children that look like children, and these days children don't look like children anymore. They look grown. They look like adults older than me. And so with that being said, like, the parent has to kind of reel that in. I know when I was younger, my mother didn't play those games.
I've been
walking around with red lipstick and things like that. That wasn't the case. So I just think that YouTube and music videos and celebrities are and magazines are putting these visuals in our young girls' head that they have to look a certain way, they have to have a beat face, you know, in 9th and 10th grade, and that's really not the case. Like, you should still be a child at that time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, listen, this information was very informative. Again, I always look forward to hearing your segment because it helps me. Like I said, I mean, I specialize in the best brow now. And, you know, and just all of the tips that you've given have been very, very informative and helpful. And we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tell everybody how they can follow you, Ebony.
You can follow me on Instagram at Ebony Tyler Beauty. And I am also Ebony Tyler Beauty on Facebook as well. And I have a couple videos on my YouTube channel. You can just type in Ebony Tyler and they'll come right up.
Well, you know what? She'll be right back next month, so you got to, you know, connect with her in between time and let her hook you up and give you some tips that you can use that will take you a long way. You can share them with your friends and your family, et cetera.
Yes.
All right, Ebony, you know I got nothing but love for you, honey. All right. Until
love
next
you guys
time, girlie.
So much.
You're so
Bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, we're going to shift gears a little bit, and you know who's coming up next. My main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. What's going on, my man?
I'm good. What's going on, Dr. Gina?
Man, we are, it is a lot going on. That's what's happening. I think today we had more technical difficulties today than we did last week when I was on the road in Ohio doing the show.
It's all good. It's all good.
But the show must go on. Listen, your wife was on. She did an amazing job, her co-authors and everything. And, you know, I gave her time, but I had to let everybody know who she is. First and foremost, your wife. So, yeah, we had a great time. But listen, I know you got a lot to say. So much going on. You've been posting away. You've been cracking jokes. But then you've been really politically correct in your stance. Please tell everybody what's on your heart at this point with everything that's going on from Virginia and our president.
Absolutely. It's a lot going on. And, you know, it's one of those situations where if you remain silent, you know, or neutral on some of the atrocities that's taking place in the public right now, they're so bold and they're on display. And if you take a role of being silent on it, I mean, you're adding fuel to the fire, you know. I'm really disheartened at the fact that, you know, we're dealing with this in 2017, you know, the racism that's going on and the blatant racism. And then what's more even appalling to me is, you know, those who are in seat of authority, per se, in seat of power, continue to operate as if what's happening isn't happening. And that right there, I think, really disturbs me the most. So, yeah, I've been very vocal about, you know, what is taking place and the injustices that, you know, the minorities are continuing to receive by, you know, by white America, by a portion of white America, because you do have some white Americans there standing up and speaking on the behalf of the injustices, you know, that we're receiving as minorities. And my prayers and my heart goes out to the family of Heather Heyer. God bless her soul and what she was standing up for. And it's just real sad. And I'm really appalled that, you know, President, you know, the sitting president, I'm not surprised at the dumbness, you know, that's coming out of that office. But I am surprised at the fact that
he said the dumbness.
The guy has never displayed, you know, any level of intelligence whatsoever. So you can't expect for something to come out. You can't expect sweet water to come out of a bitter fountain. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
exactly.
From that perspective, like, you know, I'm not surprised, but I am like appalled at the fact that it's been allowed to continue. And like the fuel that he threw on the fire on yesterday and last night about, you know, the situation that happened in, Charlottesville. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And,
you know, it's interesting to me because it's really demonstrating the fact of, you know, see, I get really deep. But the thing is that you tend to find out where a president, where their income, where their support came from, when
right.
there's some type, yeah, you tend to find that out depending on their reaction to certain things. And you have to sit up and wonder, you know, it's certain times that things are so blatant to us, but we overlook it. And I think about
right.
all of the pastors that actually supported Trump and, you know, now, what are you saying now? I mean, you know, I want to know how they feel about all of that. You know, you said God, this was God's man, but yet there's so much division and so much, I mean, look at it. What is godly about this? I don't know one thing, you know. I don't know. So I often wonder what that is, and I'm seeing where his support has come from. And the white supremacy, we had speculation about that before. I think it's very obvious at this point in time that there was a great amount of supporters that backed him. And, you know, I think that now we should be aware of what is truth and stop pretending that this is not the real deal.
Absolutely. And, you know, saying that some of these pastors supported him, that's speaking lightly. They did more than support him. They endorsed and got him into office and got in front of the people of the church to persuade them that, hey, this right here is of God. So, you know, using the word support is not
light.
Accurate at all. I mean, they their role and their job was to get out in front of this camera and you endorse this man so that the people who are following you, they can follow suit with their votes as well. So, no, that's deeper than support.
You're right.
Molar, the guy named by the name of Molar said, he said the duty of comedy is to correct men by amusing them. So, you know, some people may feel like, hey, man, why are you talking about this? You're a comedian. You're supposed to just make us laugh, you know. But, no, you can't be unplugged from what the realities of our world is, you know. And actually comedy, you know, stands on, you know, the realities of our world. So, you know, me as a comedian and being in touch with what's happening, you know, in our country, it's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
I agree. It is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And you do such a great job. And it's so funny, though, because just last week before all of this went down, I was just telling people how you get involved with the communities and our nation, and you're very informative and things like that. So can you help people? I mean, just because you are coming from a comedian standpoint, but also as a person, a voter, a citizen of the United States, can you give us some kind of nugget of wisdom on how we should deal with this time and day right now? You know, just
absolutely.
Not as far as ministry, not spiritually, but just, you know, I mean, unless that comes to you, but just the everyday person, tell them how they can deal with today and what's going on.
By understanding, by first understanding that love has to win. Have that as your base mindset, that love has to win. Because even in comedy, one of the universal languages on the earth is laughter or humor. You know, and in order for a person to share some humor or share some laughter or bond over that, what we call is funny, in order for that to take place, you must first receive one another. But you can't receive one another if you don't understand that love has to win. So whatever you do throughout life, I don't care what color you are, what creed you have, just understand, man, as a on a humanity level, love has to win. So, and if we just come together on that, I mean, the world would be a lot better than what it is today. But we're lacking that. In some corners of the earth, we're lacking that.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, again, you know, I believe it is really time for the body of Christ to rise up and really intercede. This is not a time to buckle down and be afraid and gossip about it and complain about it. You know, this is where we are right now. And again, when you said love, you know, continue to be open-minded to how God would have you to handle the situation, because he operates in love no matter what. No matter what the warfare is, no matter what, he's always love. So I don't want anybody to take matters in their own hand. You don't fight up against the natural. It's all spiritual. But you can take a stand against the natural by representing God in a way of demonstrating love, but also voicing. You can write to your senators and, you know, your mayor and those in positions, you know, send your concerns to them, pray about it, and all
right.
That operate. When you're at the grocery store and all that, don't roll your eyes at the white person. Don't roll your eyes at the black person. You don't need to do all of that. Don't pick up anybody else's feelings and emotions. You have to stand your ground and know how God would respond and how Jesus acted against his enemies. He always walked the earth in authority and in love. And I suggest that you guys do that. And also study yourself approved. You know, we perish from lack of knowledge. You know, A-Train is very informative because he studies, he reads, he's, you know, he's watching and observing. And it's not just in the news. You can't rely on just the news. You have to read some, read about the history of where this anger is coming from. And then pray about it and allow God to lead you on how you should demonstrate and how you should move forward, because there is an expected end. This is not going to be like this always, and you have to remain hopeful that change will come. And how can we do that? By demonstrating that we do believe in change and that there is going to be a breakthrough, and we have to believe. We have to believe that. So, A-Train, I really appreciate you sharing that with the listeners, because it just, it helps so much, and especially in such a time like this. You know, people are becoming depressed and they're becoming angry and boisterous and things like that. So I'm so glad that you were able to bring some comedy to it, but also inform those that follow you on your social media and et cetera on how to handle the situation and being that example, you know, first and foremost.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I just want to let our listeners know that, you know, I'm not speaking to them from, you know, a standpoint of being, you know, detached from, you know, a lesson or some instruction that we're giving out to them. I mean, just prior to going on air with you, you know, if they go to my social media on my Instagram at Do It Again and see what happens, you'll see me. I just posted a video where you have people on the corner right here in Jacksonville, Florida, currently protesting. They got their Confederate flag. And they're out on the corners right now. You got the news media out there. You got the helicopter in the air. And, I mean, this is happening now. So, you know, me walking in from that to, you know, going on air with you and letting people know, you say, hey, what do we have to do? I'm telling you, realize that love has to win. And I'm telling you that from the standpoint of something that I'm practicing, because I literally just 5 minutes ago, you know, before going on live, you know, with you standing there watching these people here wave their Confederate flag right here in Jacksonville, Florida, on Belford Road on the south side of town. So,
wow.
Let's just do what we know is right to do, people.
Exactly. Absolutely. Thank you so much again. And you're actually, because you got something going on this weekend, or is there any shows that you got going on? I know you got September the 7th that's coming up that I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I'm going to bring Emmanuel to Dave and Buster. This is
going to
be so much fun.
Yes. I'll be in Virginia Beach doing a show up there. And actually, if you go to my social media, I have the information on there as well. But Virginia Beach, I'm definitely coming to you all. And this will be a clean comedy show. So shout out to Virginia Beach for doing what they do up there. And I'll be headlining this comedy show that will be up there at a Dave & Buster's. So that's on the 7th of September. So I'm really excited about that. And then on the 9th of September, I'll be hosting the blues concert here in Jacksonville, Florida at the Betches Arena, you know, featuring several acts. Even Bishop Bullwinkle is one of them. So there's a lot of blues artists that will be on that lineup. So I'm excited about that. But just stay tuned. Follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. Definitely you can get at me on Instagram at Do It Again and see what happens, or you hit me on Facebook at A-Train Live The Experience.
I'm telling you, and we're going to be back September the 4th, actually, so we can actually talk more about the Dave & Buster's show. So, I mean, you'll be updated and everything, you guys, so you know, to get your tickets and whatnot. We'll be back September the 6th. So right before the day before, we'll be talking about it, and hopefully there'll be a couple of giveaways. I don't know, but whatever A-Train is feeling, we're going to do. But, you know, you got to tune in and stay tuned. You got to stay tuned. So, A-Train, you know I love you, and my sister Tracy. What, you was about to say something?
Yes, I want to tell Orlando, man, thank you so much for the love that they showed us last weekend. Just got in from Orlando, Florida at the Improv, rocking the stage with D.L. Hughley, comedian Clint Coley, and comedian Malik S. So all of us was, you know, rocking out this weekend at the Improv with Dia Hughley. 5 sold out shows, man. So that was phenomenal. So shout out to Orlando.
5 sold out shows. Y'all doing it up in Florida. They love y'all over in Florida, everywhere. I'm so happy for you. That is such a bomb. Well, again, you got to follow them on social media because, like I say all the time, and I'm jokingly saying it, but it's so true to it, so much truth to it. Where is A-Train now? You never know where he's going to be in a city near you. All right, well, stay posted, you guys. We're on A-Train. Thanks again, A-Train. Thank you so much, you and your wife. I love you both. You're doing great things. Y'all dominated Dr. Gina's radio chat today. Much deserved success because you guys labor so much, and I'm so happy to be a part of your journey and getting the word out worldwide so everybody to know just how good God is and that you can stay clean, stay diligent, stay informed, and just God just keep on elevating you and moving you to higher and higher levels. So God bless you both, and thank you so much for being a part of my life. And that's it. I just want you to have a wonderful weekend, A-Train.
Awesome. Thank you. Same to you, Dr. G. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Okay, listeners, listen, you have heard it from Tracy Henderson Smith. You heard it from A-Train. You heard it from Ebony. You heard it from all of the co-authors. I'm telling you, there it's just amazing. If you are not inspired and encouraged by Dr. Gina's radio chat, this platform, all the people that we have on here to push you into your next level, to motivate you to go for your dreams, allow God to enhance you and elevate you and mold you and increase you so you can be the greatest of greats. He got something so big in store for you. I just want you to be encouraged and motivated. All right, we got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back, and we'll close out. Much love. Stay tuned.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
All right, so listen, we had a great show. Thank you again for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. You got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. And don't forget to get the Keys Against the Enemy. Go to keysagainsttheenemy.com right now to get your purchase, to purchase your book. All right, I love you, loving you, Dr. Gina. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.